The only football player to be charged as an adult in the Hamilton High School hazing scandal pled guilty late last month to 3 counts of aggravated assault. Nathaniel Thomas was sentenced to 6 months of probation plus restitution. That brings to an end the judicial process stemming from the 2017 scandal, which also saw 5 of Thomas's teammates charged as juveniles. Arizona Republic senior reporter John Deanna spent months investigating the story for a series that came out earlier this year. He joins me to talk about this latest chapter. And John, based on your reporting, what do you make of how this ended up being resolved?
Well, I haven't spoken to Nathaniel since the plea, but I just have to imagine that in his mind, he's very relieved that it's over. He spent more time on house arrest than any of the other kids who were involved in this combined. So I know it weighed very heavily on him. It brought him into depression and all kinds of other issues. So he's just glad it's over.
So he has been sentenced to 6 months of probation, $5,000 in restitution. What kind of sentence might he have been looking at had he gone to trial and been found guilty?
He was facing, if he would have been convicted on all 9 counts that were levied against him, he was facing 65 years in prison.
So during the course of your reporting, you talked to experts in hazing. This is what this case centered on. Now that we know how this case ends, what do you think about what they told you about how this all might have happened and how the judicial process might have played out?
Well, that's a good question because there's still some things that we don't know about the district's involvement, mainly who knew what and when did they know it. But yeah, you're right. The key thing that every expert in hazing told me was that this is a crime that happens in the absence of adult supervision. And it was really clear from reading the police reports, both the civil lawsuit and the criminal case, that there weren't adults in the room. And so that's when this behavior started, and it just sort of got out of control that way.
Any sense of whether we'll find out who knew what and when they knew it?
Well, we know that the district conducted its own internal investigation, and despite a previous public records request, they declined to make that public. So now that the case is over, I filed another public records request, and so I'm hoping that they'll change their minds, but we'll see.
It would be easy, I think, to say, okay, this is done, you know, we're all set, let's put a bow on it. But are there questions lingering to you still now that, even though the judicial process has wrapped up, are, based on your reporting, still questions you have about what happened?
Yeah. Why this kid? Why was Nate Thomas singled out to be tried or prosecuted as an adult? I'd like to know what the discussions were at the county attorney's office, because there were other kids who came from much more privileged backgrounds who weren't charged and wound up, and the two that were eventually charged as juveniles had much more in the way of privilege than Nate. He's the son of a single mom who struggles financially. He, as my series noted, he didn't really fit in at Hamilton High School, so he was kind of an outsider. The insiders were able to move on with their lives relatively quickly, but Nate spent 3 years on house arrest. So why this kid?
Is there any sense that having this process play out very publicly in many ways, does that affect what happens, do you think, in locker rooms in other schools? Do you think other districts, coaches, administrators, students look at this and say, okay, we need to really clean up our own house to some extent?
I hope it does, but the cynic in me thinks that maybe that's not going to happen. You know, everybody, when something like this happens, everybody cracks down and, you know, starts enforcing policies and things like that. But the reality is that there were so many coaches who came up in systems where there was hazing, maybe not as severe as what happened in the Hamilton case, but their attitude is, you know, I got through it, and look at me now. I'm a head coach or a championship coach, or some of them might just be, well, boys will be boys. And so, you know, nationally, hazing is increasing around the nation. It's not decreasing. And so realistically, I think at some point somebody's just going to slip back into a comfort level and it's all going to happen again.
Did you get the sense that after the news of this broke and as this process played out over a few years, that schools across Arizona were really trying to either figure out what their policy was or put new policies in place or enforce the policies they had?
Well, all the policies are really clear. The real question is how well they're enforced. And it's pretty clear that Hamilton's administrators, principals, and coaches, they all went through mandatory reporter training. Yet the police seemingly found enough evidence to want to charge the three, the principal, the coach, and the athletic director with failure to report. That didn't happen, which is another question in this case, is why didn't the county attorney's office prosecute the adults that were involved, which, you know, that's what the police wanted. So we don't know.
All right. That is John Deanna, senior reporter with the Arizona Republic, azcentral.com. John, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.